Okay, it's Tuesday. Welcome back. It was a very, very quick 21 hours. Hope you had a good day today. It was actually, in this neck of the woods, 117 degrees, not many miles away from where I am. That was last Friday. That's how hot it has been. It's ludicrous. 117 degrees. It doesn't even get that hot in Las Vegas, except on very rare occasions. I'm going to go over to Brighton, England this hour and talk to Terrible Tim, who has rousted himself up from a peaceful night's sleep to talk to us about important things, things that the mainstream media here will not tell you. We will tell you, and you better pay attention. And I'm talking specifically, as I have been, on the site and on the program, about the women and girls of America. I would implore you to follow the story about the rape gangs in England, in France, in Germany, in Denmark, in Sweden, in Europe. There are rape gangs now destroying human lives. And they're not being dealt with appropriately because the authorities are afraid to offend them and their faith. So-called faith. The only faith they seem to have is that the government won't bother them for committing the most heinous of crimes imaginable. 8, 9, 10 people, males out, kidnapping women. That's coming here. All of you listening are going to be in danger. If Hillary Clinton ascends to the White House, if she is put in the White House, you all are going to be in danger of being raped savagely, brutally, and you will never recover from it if you physically survive it. I guarantee it. Not to mention the fact that Hillary Clinton, as a young attorney, of course, got a certified rapist of a 12-year-old girl off. Two men raped a 12-year-old girl beyond hideously. She got the guy off for 2 months served. He was guilty, dead to rights. And she laughed about it. In fact, they have that laughter on tape. That's Hillary Clinton. She doesn't care about women. Pretending to be an advocate for women's rights, when that comes out of the mouth of Hillary Clinton, it is beyond despicable. Terrible Tim standing by now. Are you up and at him, my boy? How are you?
Me, I'm very well. British government hates me. I'm on bail till 31st of August. They're charging me, I think, with malicious communication by computer when I don't have a computer and have no internet access. So you can see how the British government has lost the plot. And of course, rearrested me when I used psychic warfare to change the coup, which was run from America by the Pentagon on the orders of the Rothschilds with their puppet Gulen. And I hear the Rothschild puppet Gulen, who was going to lead Turkey to war against Russia, has now been officially notified by the Turkish government to the American government that they want him officially extradited back to Turkey.
That's right.
So, as I say, you can see that these shows really have got the British government in a state of panic because, as I say, it's not normal for the British government to come out of their secret police state and officially recognize that Tim Riefad is driving them mad. But back to the point.
It's a short drive, by the way.
Back to the point. If all of you American women, please vote for Hillary Clinton, because your daughters and granddaughters need to be genitally cleansed. Here's something from the Eye today. Russia, church leader backs genital mutilation call. A senior figure in the Russian Orthodox Church has backed a Muslim leader's support of female genital mutilation.
Are you sure this isn't a prank?
No, this comes from the Alliance by Rebecca
This is
Fields.
A Christian church, the Russian
yeah,
Eastern
I know,
Orthodox
he's backing,
Church.
He's backing
the Mufti.
The Muslims who want to cleanse the females. But anyway,
yes, yes, they want to actually do this. A Mufti, an Islamic Mufti, last week said that he was in favor of retroactively FGM, female genital mutilation, on all women.
Yeah.
All women. And now Tim is telling me that the Russian Eastern Orthodox Church
is backing him. Vladislav's chaplain stepped in to defend Ismail Berdiev,
unbelievable,
a Muslim cleric from Dagestan, after he said that all women should be circumcised in order to eliminate sexual depravity. So all of you white women listening, you're all depraved in the eyes of not only the Muslims, but the Russian Orthodox Church. Mr. Berdiev, chairman of the Coordination Center of Northern Caucasus Muslims, said it is necessary to circumcise all women so sexuality decreases and there is no debauchery on earth, the Russian news agency Interfax reported. The Almighty created women to bear and raise children, he added. Circumcision would not affect that. Women would not stop giving birth, but there would be less promiscuity. Mr. Chaplin branded criticism of Mr. Berdiev, feminist howling. So we know that you're going to get raped when Hillary Clinton opens the door to make America like the UK, which I must admit is looking like downtown Baghdad. And your little daughters will have their lips cut off and their clits cut off, because that will make them nice and clean, and they will then not deprave us men, because we know that all evil comes from women, according to the Russian Orthodox Church now and the Muslims.
I can't believe this. What is the rank of this guy in the Russian Orthodox Church? What is his position?
A senior figure in the Russian Orthodox Church has backed a Muslim leader support of female.
Now, I got to check this out. I believe you're reading something. But,
Chaplain. It's best for Lodge Chaplain. And say that was in the Eye. I think that was today or yesterday. The Eye is, as I say, rather good for all these nicer reports. So, of course, now when you vote for Hillary, which you're going to do, because, of course, she's a woman, and we know that, according to the media, Donald Trump is a terrible, terrible misogynist who wants to protect you against the Muslim rapists and wants to protect your genitalia against the Muslim scissors and shears and scalpels, and your daughters are all going to be cleansed, and your granddaughters, of course, so we'll be lucky to get out of the rape camps, because we all know that the infidel women are the worst of all, because, as it says here, the Muslims regard you as depraved, and that circumcision would stop your debauchery, which is causing corruption.
Well, you know, all right, I got it. All right, here, I got something. All right, here, the
so
Telegraph. The Telegraph is reporting.
I don't make it up, Jeff. I just read it out the paper.
Yeah. All right, the Telegraph has this covered, and it says, oh, by the way, if that ever were to happen, which it won't, it would increase the amount of...
According to
the
media, Hillary's going to win, and you're going to become like the UK, which has the Muslims flooding Brighton, and I'd say London is 60%
is
non-white,
60%
run
now?
By
wow.
a Muslim, right. Muslim mayor, Sadiq Khan.
Incredible.
Channel 4, which runs non-stop propaganda against... Donald Trump, has the Muslim Menji, who wears a burqa, giving the news while terrorist incidents go on. So this is the norm over here, Jeff. You Americans have got to get used to it. The Muslims are coming, and
they will come in
and corrupting us wonderful Muslims, Jeff.
In a hurricane, if Clinton is put in office. Here you go. Here's the Telegraph. Two prominent religious leaders in Russia have provoked outrage after suggesting female genital mutilation could help reduce sexual promiscuity. The scandal erupted Wednesday last when Vesvalod Chaplin, as you heard Tim mention, a former spokesman for the Russian Orthodox Church, former, rushed to the defense of Ismail Berdiev, a senior Muslim cleric from Dagestan, who said all women should be subjected to the practice of FGM to eliminate sexual depravity. Berdiev, chairman of the Coordination Center of North Caucasus Muslims, made the controversial comments, blah, 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 blah. All right, so let me track this. Hold on. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Tim was reading this already. Okay, so there is the complaint about Berdiev's statement is being dismissed as feminist howling. That's a new one.
The white women are not only debauched and corrupt, and their female genitalia, their pudenda, etc., are spreading evil on earth. They howl a lot, Jeff, especially when they're getting mutilated.
Well, you can hear them. Yes. Here's the deal. This is not over because the former spokesman of the church has put this on the table. You're going to hear much more about this. Let's move to the big issue. And the big issue, and the only issue, the only real issue in this...
And get your clitoris and lips cut off, Jeff.
No, this is not... Well, that's an extension of what I'm talking about. The real issue in this election...
If I was a white woman, I'd be terrified of the Muslims myself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm an intelligent person, but it seems that American women are congenitally brain dead.
Do you see the picture on my homepage, ladies and gentlemen?
They must have got Zika virus, and they all want it to be like Britain, where it's Baghdad, and the priests can't walk around the streets with their dog collars on because they're terrified of getting knifed. And
well,
of course, the male parishioners have to stand by the door ready to jump on any mad Muslim running through the door to knife any of the priests in Britain or Europe. This is the norm now in Europe, Jeff.
Yeah, so I know.
Vote for Hillary Clinton. Vote for Hillary Clinton and cleanse not only your pudenda and genitalia, but cleanse the earth of these horrible Christian priests and preachers, because the Muslims are hacking them to death, as we saw in France.
Yeah. All right. Now, the number one issue in the American presidential election is immigration. That's it. What Tim is talking about is a clear and obvious extension of the issue of Muslim immigration into the United States. If they come into America in any more significant numbers than they are already here, they will begin to run rampant in rape gangs. They're very close to it already. It's already happening, but it's not being reported. In England, it is happening all over the country. Look at my homepage. I have photos of some of the rapists on my homepage.
Protected by the government, Jeff.
That's correct.
It's a matter of national security, and MI5 are desperately running around the country.
Yep.
Forbidding the Crown Prosecution Service from prosecuting any of the Muslims because
the rapists.
Absolutely. This would add to the race war, which is already happening. So it's already happening. It's a matter of national security.
Correct.
In Germany, in France, in Austria, all over Europe. It's a matter of national security, and the secret police rush to the Crown Prosecution Service and the police and put a lid on prosecutions because they know that this would inflame the whites, knowing that literally there are tens of thousands of white girls being raped by the Muslims weekly. All over Europe. It's on a grand scale. So what we need is you white women to go and vote for Hillary because you need
to
have common purpose and join us Europeans in the wonderful rape fest that the Muslims are bringing to the white women, Jeff.
Keep in mind that one of the big secrets of Islam is the homosexuality and pedophilia that is practiced. Tremendous amount of it, and something along these lines. That's why women are degraded in that non-religion and considered pieces of meat, cattle, nothing, chattel, to be used, beaten, and abused. Because homosexuality is king. A male can always find another male. If he's in Afghanistan, he can buy himself a little boy. Can probably do the same thing in Pakistan.
No, there's been lots of reports, Jeff, of Muslims raping boys. There was the Austrian boy raped.
You hear about that even less.
By an asylum seeker who buggered him in the swimming pool, which was covered up by the Austrian government.
I saw that story. It went away
real slowly quick. Came out. It was on RT. So we know that lots of boys are being buggered by the Muslim asylum seekers. And as I say, thankfully, you American women, if you've got a nice little young boy, let's hope that Hillary brings in loads and loads of Muslims. So
you can offer him up, too.
Your little daughter being raped.
That's right. Equal opportunity here.
American women truly must be brain dead if
they're out of their minds to support this woman. She got a rapist off for 2 months, served. That was it. And this woman who was raped, this little girl, 12, as her life was destroyed. She's still alive, but obviously not doing very well. This is an enormously important... We're going to stay on this issue. Anybody supporting Hillary Clinton is supporting what Tim is discussing. Anybody supporting Hillary Clinton is supporting what Tim is discussing. Do you understand now? Do you get it?
Remember, Jeff, the whites in Europe have 1.3, 1.4 children, but the Muslims have 7. So we brought...
No, it's 8.1. It's 1.7 in some countries, down to 1.3 in France, and it's 8.1 on average for the Muslims.
Yeah, and remember, we had 1 million Muslims, according to 1.1 million, according to the press, brought into Germany last year, 1.85 million, according to RT, and that they can bring in their dependents, which brings it up to 7 million, according to the papers, and they will then breed next generation 8 little Muslim, you know. So we're talking about... Europe, it was in the papers, but the next generation will have to get used to a completely different Europe, where Europe has a huge number of Muslims, and that the whole culture of Europe will be Islamicized and changed, which of course is great for men, because under Islam, men are king, and of course it's brilliant for America, because all of the mouthy, bitchy American women, who are noted for their dominance, will be beaten and raped into submission. So 20 years from now, if we go down the same route in America as we are in Europe, we won't have the mouthy, bossy American women, because they'll all have been broken by the Muslim society around them, Jeff. They'll be living in enclaves and scared to go into the big cities for fear of being picked up by Muslim gangs.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, all of your little teenage girls will all be kidnapped, raped, especially if they're poor and don't live on the gated enclaves.
Look, this is going on in Europe, what Tim is talking about now.
It's
not a joke.
Papers,
it's not science fiction. He's reading and quoting from the papers.
What I'm talking about is that it's only just started, because...
It's only begun. It's only just begun. Exactly.
And we've got more refugees coming across the Mediterranean this year from Libya than we had last year. So it's up to 500,000 now, I think, that have flooded across. We've had Switzerland closing its border with Italy and shipping back these lovely people of colour, all with IQs of under 70, back to Italy. And Germany's closed its border with Switzerland because it doesn't want the asylum seekers, these people of colour with IQs under 70, wandering from Italy to Switzerland, then to Germany. So, and of course, the Germans are now stating that the Germans will have to stock up emergency food rations for at least 10 days.
Yeah, it's interesting. Food and water for 10 days for everybody in Germany. Common
sense. Might be a state of emergency in Germany for some reason. So you can see this is the sort of stuff, you American women, that you need in America. So please, please, please vote for Hillary Clinton and make us Muslims happy by turning America into the UK and London, where 60% of the population are non-white.
Pay attention to this, Tim.
These rape gangs run around London using little poor white girls with impunity, protected by MI5.
Here's more. This is now beginning to spread over here, as I said. You're not hearing about it much. Listen to this one. As you know, most taxis are driven by members of the so-called religion of Islam. Lots of them. A growing number of drivers working for Uber, Lyft, L-Y-F-T, and similar taxi services have been accused of sexually assaulting and raping female passengers. This is in the U.S. Have you seen this in the paper? Nope. And many of them have Muslim names. And they go on to show photographs and identify several of these men who have been charged with criminal sexual assault. The rapes have begun here. And the more Muslims allowed here, the more brought in by Hillary Clinton, the stronger they're going to go do what they want to do. Let me just put it that way. They don't give a damn about the laws of this land. And your rights as a woman are mocked by Hillary Clinton. Understand.
The difference is, Jeff, that for a Muslim to rape an infidel whore is not something that's illegal or against the Quran. It's actually doing Allah's work.
Correct.
And making the infidel suffer.
Yeah.
So unlike, you know, if a white male rapes a white woman, then he feels guilty. But for a Muslim, it's doing Allah's work, and it's paving his way to heaven, because, in fact, the Muslim system thinks of white women as whores, and therefore raping them is actually punishing them for their satanic, insidious corruption, and of course giving the Muslim who does it a preferential place on the path to heaven and the virgins that serve the Muslim that's reached heaven. So you can see the difference. We've got a whole system where raping of white women is actually not condoned by the imams, but actually is a must-do if you're going to practice Islam and punish the infidels, kill the infidel males, and rape the infidel females.
Right.
That is the system. So
all right, here's,
you can
here's
see the
one.
Complete difference.
Here's one. A Somali IQ under 50. You're giving them too much, 70. A black Somali Muslim. You are very politically correct. And this is in California, ladies and gentlemen. All right? The victim of the rape, a 27-year-old woman, called a cab. This is Minnesota. All right. She got a cab. The driver, named Mohammed, was driving her. She said she wanted to smoke. He said, "You can only smoke if you sit in the front seat with me." Well, she said, okay. She got up in the front seat. Real bright light, this one. He began touching her, groping her, grabbing her. She tried to get out of the car. He locked the doors. He said, "I know what all you American girls want. Let's go to a parking lot somewhere." He ended up being convicted at trial and sentenced to 4 months in prison and 10 years probation for rape and sexual assault. 4 months and 10 years probation. In California, here, listen to this one now. In California, last week, this is about a month-old news story, police believe there may be more victims, and they are asking for the public's help in finding them. Omar Mahmoud, which is another way to say Muhammad, Musa, was arrested on a $100,000 bond and assigned to a court date, blah, 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 to face felony charges of rape, forcible oral copulation, and sexual penetration by a foreign object. The alleged rape occurred October 25th, according to the Orange County DA's office. But Musa had been out of the country until recently. So he says, he was arrested March 7th as he disembarked from a plane landing at LAX. Authorities were not saying what country he had traveled to. Well, we can figure that out. All right, so the Uber cab company says, we have zero tolerance for violent behavior. It doesn't. Look, four months? Our courts over here, Tim, excuse me, are doing what the English courts and the European courts are doing. They're giving these people slap on the wrist.
Exactly, which they should do because they're obeying their religion. They're being good Muslims. That's what you American idiots don't understand. The religion actually demands that infidels are punished. So raping women, infidel women, is actually something that you should do in the Muslim religion. That has never, you know, no one has ever come to the elephant in the room because, of course, all of you white reporters, journalists, are all scared of being called racist.
Absolutely.
I, of course, have a Muslim father. He's dead now. So I can, of course, say it and not be accused of being a racist because simply be laughed at. No, it's actually part of the system. The Islamic system needs to punish the
infidels. Do you understand? It's a belief system.
Raping
inculcated.
The infidel women is a must-do if you're going to be
it's a must-do. They're coming here. They're already here. This is what Hillary wants. Don't you understand?
We need Hillary elected, Jeff, because we need America to be like the UK, where it's rape central and MI5.
Nobody goes outside much anymore unaccompanied.
No, there's loads of white girls going out, but of course it's state-condoned rape factory if you're a white girl in care. That, you know, it's we've got all of the great and the good in the UK raping them and the boys. So if the Muslims join in the party, this paedophilia party, then of course they're going to get a free ticket because it's the system in the UK.
If you treat members of the House of Commons and House of Lords, you have to treat the Muslims
Jenna,
the same way.
The Labour MP and then Lords, who raped well over a dozen girls and was never prosecuted, even though they knew in 1992 he was doing it. It was simply covered up. Now, of course, the Muslims have fitted into the same UK paedophilia factory, where officially we've got 567,000 girls raped or molested and 102,000 boys raped and molested, according to the official figures. So you can imagine what the real figures are.
Wow.
But now, of course, that was in the eye again. Now we're, of course, I think it was 572,000. I might have been under. But anyway, this is the level of official raping and molesting in the UK, as David Cameron, the former Prime Minister, stated it's rape and molestation on an industrial scale. That's what's happening in the UK. And thankfully, Hillary Clinton will be elected, and 20 years from now, thanks to Hillary opening the floodgates, your daughters will have the same rape and molestation chances as we have in Europe. So, you know, remember, America has a long way to go to bring in enough Muslims to get up to the UK level. You've only got 1% in the UK. We've got far more. France, 7 million Muslims or something.
Yeah, well, France is going to be at 20% by 2025, I think, something like that.
And Londoners say 60% of Londoners are non-white. So, you know, as I say, you've got a long way to go in America. So hopefully Hillary will have an open door for all of the Muslims.
That's what she wants. That's what she wants.
Bring 100, 200, 300 million of them into America, which, you know, might sound as if it's not going to happen. But remember, the Rothschilds want to end the American white problem. They see America as a problem because Donald Trump has put the fear of God up the Rothschilds, thinking that the whites who've been kept totally chained up by these race hate laws are being released by Donald Trump, and the floodgates are opening, so they want the Donald Trump phenomena to never, ever occur again, so you can be sure that Hillary has been ordered by the Rothschilds to make sure that America is inundated with Muslims to a level that you American whites would not even believe. And of course, she's going to be in the White House for 8 years, so you can see that the plan is to bring in 50 to 100 million at least in those 8 years, right, to end the white problem, because remember, America led by a white populist would then be a nightmare for the Jewish bankers that rule the West, because, of course, once racism is set off, it isn't just the Muslims that get hammered, it's those thieving Jews in Wall Street and in London, etc., who are stealing all the money, who will also get hammered. So you can see it is a matter of survival for the Rothschilds that Donald Trump does not win the election, and that Hillary Clinton remains for 8 years to so inundate America with Muslims that a Donald Trump phenomena could not happen ever, ever again. That's the wonder, that's the joy of watching the death of the American whites, which will happen in November the 8th when Hillary wins the election, and I will be laughing like a
hyena,
a trooper. Yeah, that's just out of pure malice and schadenfreude. It'd be wonderful watching the whites slit their own throats. Brilliant.
Well, that's what we're facing here. This is the final crossroads. Here's
the final solution to the whites, Jeff.
Well, that you could twist it that way too. All right, Tim is doing us all a favor by explaining to us and advocating as if he were a firm Muslim and a devout Muslim, so we understand that, because his father was a Muslim. He understands
so
it.
So I can say it, Jeff.
He can say it. Now, this is...
white journalists can't say it, because you'd fear...
Be racist.
Being...
You're a racist. All right, now listen, this is... Please, I'm going to pound on this for the next 10 weeks, or whatever it takes. Hopefully, all of you who already understand what we're saying here will tell people and force them to understand that what they're facing is the end of their lives and our country and our way of life. This is the last bastion. Europe is gone. Finished.
Yeah, Europe's
done.
Finished, Jeff. Europe is going to be an Islamic...
Well, it may not be a caliphate, but it'll certainly be Islamic territory.
Exactly. And the good thing is that the Australians, the one party, who are exactly the same as Donald Trump, One Nation... are pounding out views in Australia which are terrible to the Rothschilds and winning elections.
We have a lot of listeners in Australia right now. A lot of big audience there. Yeah.
A global government in cahoots with an international cabal of bankers to control world affairs. So, you know, this is standard news in Australia.
Now, what's happening here, Tim, is there is a growing fear among Trump supporters that he may back down or mitigate or soften his position on deportation of illegal immigrants of all species, all colors, all religions. He said they all got to go, then they can all apply to come back in legally under a proper system. Another way to look at this, of course, is simply to enforce the laws that America already has on the books. You know the laws work, I know they work, but they're not enforced. So there are two ways to go. It doesn't necessarily mean an entire new paradigm that Trump would bring in if he simply forces the laws to be obeyed. Now, here's his, I want you to listen to this for a couple of minutes. This is Kellyanne Conway, his new chief of campaign, the manager, speaking about Donald Trump's immigration plan as it is today.
Meetings this week across the country, and as you see, we're on message, we're on task. Had a great call last night with our 50 state directors, which is a very important thing to me.
All right, she's going to get to the immigration issue here.
Build things from the bottom up, so I want to make sure that they have everything they need to get us to victory.
Kellyanne, the other thing you were going to do this week is unveil your immigration policy like you've been doing. You decided to put that on hold and canceled some events. What went into that?
So one event was canceled in Colorado, Brian. We inherited this schedule, and although I think it's a great idea to have that kind of speech and certainly put together a full plan, immigration is such a complex issue, and Mr. Trump has been taking the counsel of many different people on this. He obviously has some very strong feelings and policy prescriptions with respect to immigration, but he's speaking to people to understand how to execute on those ideas.
So, is he changing his approach? Because someone said a year ago he talked about a deportation force, and maybe now it's changed a little. Has it changed?
No, here's how I would describe it. And I sat in that meeting on Saturday that's getting all the attention. I think it's been reported and distorted a bit based on somebody who was in the room. He has said exactly the same thing all along. Let's enforce the law. And if you enforce the law, a lot of good things start happening with respect to deporting people who have committed crimes, and certainly protecting American workers. You know, many American workers now feel like they are competing with illegal immigrants, as well as people in factories in Mexico or China or robots somewhere else. And so we want to be fair to everyone. I think the conversation about immigration that he would like to have is the one that talks about fairness to everyone, not just fairness to 11 million, which is the way the left always characterizes.
All right. Fairness to everyone is BS. We need to be fair to Americans first. We don't need to be fair to people who are here illegally. They are here illegally. They have broken the law. They need to be dealt with differently.
Yeah,
they don't deserve fairness. They need to be. They have to be held to the law.
Have copied my views, which I said on the show ages ago, on illegal migrants. What we have here is someone coming into your home, telling you they like your house better than theirs, and they're going to live with you. You have to feed, clothe, care, and educate them while looking after their needs. So that is simply my show from ages past, which is now filtered into mainstream politics in Australia. So you Americans simply need to enforce the law and kick out all of the illegal immigrants. In the UK, for example, officially the media halls say a third of the asylum seekers are bogus and simply economic migrants. So you can see that the problem is out of control in the UK. They've got literally millions of illegal immigrants in the country, and in Europe it's out of control because they haven't got the sea to keep them out. So basically Europe is being flooded by all of these migrants like army ants in the Brazilian jungle, eating the goodness out of Europe. So Donald Trump needs to, if he's going to win the election, needs to get hard line on immigration, say he's going to kick out all the illegals and stick to it no matter what his political...
Well, that's team. What gave him the nomination over 16 other
exactly.
people. That's not a joke.
If he backs off on stirring up xenophobia, then he's going to lose the election because the whites secretly don't like the non-whites.
That's right.
And even if they say they're not going to vote for Donald Trump, they will vote for Donald Trump if he presses the red button, which is these migrants and the illegal immigrants. Press the red button and win the election. Don't press the red button, Donald Trump loses the election. Simple as that. So all of these so-called experts who are telling him to backpedal and talk like Jeb Bush will get exactly the results that Jeb Bush would have had running against Hillary Clinton, which of course is Hillary Clinton winning the election. The only way for Donald Trump to win the election is to pound home the existential danger to whites that Hillary Clinton poses to whites, and that the only hope for whites is Donald Trump. And don't care about the blacks. The blacks aren't going to vote for him, according to Channel Jew, which had a Donald Trump program today attacking him for an hour. 2% of blacks will vote for Donald Trump, so dump them. It's the whites which will win him the election. Lots of Hispanics will also vote because they don't want their own kin from Mexico.
Oh, they're taking their jobs, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
So, American citizens of Hispanic origin, in many cases,
we'll vote
are supporting
for Trump.
Yeah,
the blacks, are a lost cause. They simply go.
Sad to say, you're accurate.
The blacks can simply go around shooting police and get used to being the ruling class in Obama. A nation, and then ending up not the ruling class if Donald Trump gets in. You know, they just got to stomach that. If Hillary goes in, there'll still be the master class, so they'd be mad to vote for Hillary, you know, for Donald Trump. Blacks, please right. vote for Hillary, because of course your black girls, if they're Christian, will be targeted the same as the white girls. So please, like the whites, vote for Hillary, because Hillary is great and good, according to Channel 4 and the BBC and all the media over here. So they must be right, Jeff.
Yeah, Trump has bashed someone that just came back from Chicago and wrote and said that the media in Chicago, all over the place, bashing Trump constantly. Never in American history. This is so unprecedented. I think
as I explained, the Rothschilds are in a state of panic.
Well, I think many Americans are seeing now the level of abuse being hurled at Trump is covering up
a
greater truth. Oh, they know. They're learning. They're learning.
And this is the end of the white, so I'm rubbing my hands with glee, knowing that Hillary will be elected, and I can simply
She will be
back.
Installed if she gets in there. She won't be elected.
Exactly.
Hold on. I'm going to play a little bit more. This is another clip. Now, I don't like what I'm hearing. There's equivocation here. This is a very sharp woman, by the way, Kellyanne Conway, but she is not answering the question directly. And now there are a couple of clips in here. This is from the Kelly file also that I want you to hear. I may have to fast forward this, of Trump and his earlier statements.
For his service, and I echo that thanks. And then he accepted his resignation.
Oh, what are you going to do differently, if anything, from the prior two campaign managers?
So this actual position has been unfilled for a while, and I think Steve Bannon and I would like to do a few things together. One is just to make sure that all the folks in our states have exactly what they need. The resources, the data operation, the ground game, the structure.
All right, she's going to get to immigration. I don't want to fast forward. It'll screw up the
YouTube. All right, so you're getting the ground machine working, the campaign really in motion.
That's right. And the other thing, and I think that Paul Manafort did a great job. He absolutely did, building the infrastructure. I think for Mr. Trump, it should be a pivot to substance. And that's what you saw last week. Everybody's saying pivot, pivot, pivot. And usually they mean stylistically. You have to be authentic. You have to be who you are, or voters figure it out right away. We see firsthand with Hillary Clinton what happens when you try to fake who you are, or you try to listen to pollsters tell you how to be and how to shift. So in
but
his
that,
case,
that was
the pivot was on substance.
Some people said that was the word on Manafort, that he was trying to tell Trump to behave differently than Trump, you know, than Trump is. Trump is Trump. And he was trying to reel him in, and Trump didn't like that.
Well, I think what he does like is winning, and you see these polls tightening, and part of that is really a direct product of last week. I think we had the best week ever on the campaign, and the reason is he gave four speeches, all on substance, law enforcement, taking the case to the communities of color, and really challenging Hillary Clinton and the Democrats.
But when
to
you say he's, the polls are tightening, the Carl Cameron's reporting that he is behind in all of the national polls, 6 to 9 points right now, 6 to 9 points.
The Real Clear average about tonight is about 5.5, but that's good. I like being the underdog. I think it lights a fire under a campaign to realize you have 77 days or so to get it done, what needs to be done. The other thing we're trying to do is really access and leverage the resources we have. There's a tremendous amount of talent in that campaign. I've gotten to know most and soon all of the folks who are there. These are hardworking, talented professionals who I don't think get enough credit. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad that I'm in the foxhole with them. And then it's also, I think, to challenge Hillary Clinton on substance. Megan, the issue set very much benefits us. People don't want Obamacare. We don't even know what she's going to do with it.
Well, before we get through a laundry list of issues, is that why Mr. Trump is dialing, he's postponing the immigration speech he was going to give this week so that, you know, the media, the airtime can breathe a little this week with... Let's face
we're
it,
run
it has
overtime.
Not been good for Hillary Clinton at all.
No, it hasn't. She's on track to have her worst week ever, and it's only Monday.
Is that the reason? I mean, is that a smart, is that a campaign tactic?
No, it's not a campaign tactic. It's for a very simple reason. That's been on the schedule for a while. We inherited it. Immigration is a very complex issue, and to get the solutions right, to come out with your specific plan, should not be rushed. He is taking in the wisdom of many different counselors on this issue, and that included Saturday's meeting, which I attended.
He's got a new Hispanic Advisory Council. But let me ask you this: forget what he said or didn't say, or the BuzzFeed reporting and the Univision reporting. The question is whether is he still going to deport the 11
Here's
million
the question.
Illegal immigrants in this country?
So this is what he has said. He has said, whether it's his speech last month at the convention, which everybody can pull and read, or what he said in the private meeting that somehow got reported, I think, and distorted by those who weren't in attendance. I was there. It's basically the same, and he said it again today in Ohio. Megan, what he's saying is, first, secure the borders and actually apply and enforce the law. And that sounds like, oh, enforce the law. Guess what? If we actually enforced our immigration laws, a lot of this would start to really change. Secondly, you have to deport those who have committed crimes. That certainly is nowhere near.
But before, but that's all sort of generic Republican talk. Like many Republicans
maybe they don't mean it.
Maybe that's not strict. Well, that's what people are wondering whether Trump means it too.
Because
in the primary season, he came out and said he would favor a deportation force. He was pretty explicit about that. And so now the question is there doubt about that?
I think a deportation force is more the logistics. In other words, how do you achieve the goal of making sure that we...
All right, that's enough. Tim's a guest here. I'll finish this up next hour, perhaps, with Jordan Maxwell.
Yeah, but that's going to lose Trump the election.
That's why I played it. It's absolutely simple. She's equivocating.
The thing that wins Trump the election is immigration and getting rid of these parasites, 11 million of them in the USA.
Yeah. You heard what she said.
En masse. Yeah.
So now, he's listening to experts. He's taking advice. He doesn't need to listen to anyone. He's already got the answer, and the answer is to get them the hell out of here. If he lets them stay under any circumstance, aside from those who have committed crimes, he will have reneged on his original promise.
No, that's not that. That's irrelevant. The problem is the people will get out to vote for Donald Trump on xenophobia.
Oh, absolutely.
And fear.
That's what we've been saying.
Of, no question. The migrants and the Muslims, and if he backpedals and becomes...
If he defuses xenophobia and pulls it out as a plank, he'll lose.
He's lost. The thing that wins Donald Trump the election is xenophobia, so he needs to be hardcore about it all the way to November the 8th. With that woman who, is bright, but a political chatterer, he's going to lose the election because you have to motivate people, you have to get...
And what's the greatest motivator, Tim?
Fear.
Thank you.
And without fear, Donald Trump will lose the election. So that woman and her team are going to lose Trump the election.
I would suggest also that we tie the word reality to fear. This is not fear being concocted as a political stunt. This is fear that is generated by reality. If those Muslims come here, it's over. It's done.
And as I explained, they have been ordered to be brought in to make sure that another Donald Trump never comes into play.
That's
Remember,
correct.
There'll be voters and will be voting. So you can see that the Donald Trump problem will be solved by the Rothschilds in November the 8th.
4 weeks ago tonight, Tim, was the apparent attempt to assassinate Trump in Trump Tower, which was completely hidden by the mainstream media. I had the story and the details here. Extraordinary story, and that's probably not the only attempt. The machine that runs the planet will not tolerate this unless somehow he escapes assassination and American whites vote like they have never voted before.
Yeah, but as I say, you can see that they're using soft power to try and manipulate Trump to lose the election with political...
That's what we just heard. You're totally
like that
right.
...woman steering him off the path which would win him the election. So you can see it's a double-pronged attack by the Rothschilds, who simply can't stand the thought of America being led by a white who runs America for the whites, not the Jewish bankers. So he for the Jewish bankers, is an existential threat. And hopefully he'll follow the political chatterers and go away from xenophobia, lose the election, and we can have Hillary turning America into a proper fiefdom of Islam, with the Jewish bankers raping and robbing the financial systems as per usual, with the huge smokescreen and barricade of tens of millions of Muslims protecting them from any attack, because that would be racist, as we have in the UK, France, Germany, the European Union. So you can see that America is lost, and it's going to become like Europe, simply overrun with Muslims.
Hey,
and
take Jewish the commercial
bankers,
down, please, Todd.
And the Jewish bankers raping and robbing the financial system as per usual. So the Rothschilds are doing this for a purpose. Now you can see why.
It's all laid out.
Donald Trump's new softer,
more kind and fair approach,
exactly.
Right?
He's going to lose the election, Jeff.
Well, that'll take away the edge. And he has an edge, or he had an edge. You're right, Tim. Thank you for the.
Press the red button.
Thank you for the counsel. I agree. Talk soon.
Bye.
Okay, there's our one, and he hit the nail on the head. He always does. Sooner or later. He's proven to be correct in most everything he says. And right now, in reality, he just told you everything you need to know. This is not a joke. And if you listen to Dr. Farag last night or a week ago last night, you'll understand. This is not a religion that will fit in with Western civilization under any circumstance. Be right back.